come together.
Thanks for listening to the KC Morning Show.
Merry Christmas!
What day is it?
December 19th.
Cool days.
Time to start your Christmas shopping.
My Christmas shopping's done.
I haven't even gotten to my shopping yet.
I got some Christmas shopping to do, you know?
You haven't even started yet.
It's a little early for that.
It's a little early, but what the hell?
It's not merely shopping. It's an experience.
Let's go shopping.
Oh, it's time!
It's showtime!
Everything's running smoothly.
Yo, what is going on, Kansas City? My name is Hartzell, this right here. You know what this is. It's your KC Morning Show. What's that good word? Kansas City. Happy Thursday on the show today. It's a funny show. Pretty funny show. Bobby Miller Jr. Of the Bird Comedy Theater, a 28-hour telethon going on tomorrow. Incredible. Bobby breaks it down up next on your KC Morning Show. Rate, review, subscribe. My friends, do that thing that you do. You do it well. My name's Hartzell, back in your feeds tomorrow. It is a good day to be a Kansas Cityan. Always. We will see you in the morning. Bye-bye.
Greetings, Hartzell. Search the force, and a tremor I have felt. It was you. Your ego just busted a planet.
The KC Morning Show.
For the first time, inexplicably, in fact, I don't believe it, Bobby. I think you forgot.
Probably did.
Bobby Miller, my brother, is one of the co-owners of the Bird Comedy Theater. This man is so good at what he does, but also he's just so funny and he gives back to the community. And this starts tomorrow. Yeah, we have a 28-hour holiday telethon at the Bird. Break this down, man.
Yes, Mr. Gray. Thank you. So the Bird Comedy Theater, just want to brag on ourselves a little bit. We recently, again, were named by The Pitch the best comedy club in Kansas City, the best improv and sketch in Kansas City, the best open mic in Kansas City, and the best theater company in Kansas City. We've had a really, really great year. Our biggest fundraiser of the year so that we can continue to give the Bird to Kansas City is our 28-hour telethon. And that's what we've got going on this weekend, Friday, 12:20 at 7 p.m. will be the red carpet opening, and that will start off our 28 hours of comedy. We go right into the Bird Comedy Show, followed by 9 p.m. is the debut. And this one I'm really, really excited about. We've got so much comedy going on, but this one's a real highlight. At 9 p.m. is the debut of Cody Lindenberger's Seven Naughty Men. It is Cody's take, is our take on 12 Angry Men, except Santa's on trial for murder. So
I love it.
I saw the rehearsals for it this past Saturday, and it's just one of those things where I'm just so fortunate to be able to have this space where we can make things like this.
How did this come to be? I mean, this is massive. Got to give us the origin.
This is our second year doing this. So we will be turning 3 in January. We will have our third Bird Day party, if you will. In our first year, we did just like a big holiday pageant, like a good old fashioned like school holiday pageant show. And that was great. And then in our second year, we're like, well, what do we want to do for Christmas? Parts of you were talking about, you're a big New Year's guy. I'm a big Christmas guy. I love the man with a bag. We love Christmas at the Bird. Big Christmas heads. Love the pageantry and silliness that comes in the lore, because we're storytellers. We go, all right, what do we want to do for Christmas? And we kind of kicked around the idea. It was like, you know, it's always funny around Christmas time is telethons. So what if we just did comedy telethon? Our artistic director, Brandon, floated that to the rest of our cast and community of people. And the response was, yeah, let's do comedy for a long time. So that was last year. And last year was great. We did it for 24, 28 hours. I honestly don't remember. It is such an absolute blur. We had Lord of the Rings, where Coulter Lemon, one of our other co-owners, took an hour of his time and explained Lord of the Rings to Hannah Unruh, who has never seen it, never read it, knows absolutely nothing about it. It is educational, beautiful, and hilarious. I worked out at 4 in the morning as Santa Claus for an hour. So yeah, we are doing 28 hours. If you go to our website at www.thebirdkc.com/telethon, we have a full lineup that lets everybody know what's happening hour by hour. We've got church this year. We've got morning shows. Sorry for the gimmick infringement. Bird Comedy Show, Seven Naughty Men, The Improv Show, Public Domain Movie Dubs happening like 3 or 4 in the morning. Truck Noises, one of our local improv troupes here in town, a fantastic sketch group as well, will be eating dips. They're going to eat a variety of dips. So this is a great opportunity for the community to up their dip game and also see what dips are worth it.
Everything about this bit, man, is just so perfect. It feels like community theater. It also kind of feels like public access TV. It's sketch. It is variety.
Something for everybody. Forrest Kinsey, who's, and I mean this from the heart, he's just a delightful weirdo. He's so amazing, and his talent and his storytelling is just hilarious. He will be making a movie. He's going to film 2 movies at the same time and make a movie. He's going to do it all within an hour. How is he going to do it? I have no idea. I'm going to be so excited to see it. We'll have local film showcases. We'll be showing our movie, The Fountain City Smoketacular. God, what else? We'll have Dungeons and Dragons as well. We'll have an improvised narrative. Oh, I'm really excited for this one. Bird Teeks Roadshow. That one's going to be 1 p.m. We're going to be appraising people's stuff. We've got our other local groups. We've got the Bird Musical Comedy Show featuring Tweety Todd. That will be at 2 p.m. We've got the Midwest Wing. They'll be at 3 p.m. We've got Hump Day at 4 p.m. That is an improvised narrative. If you're familiar with a show that takes place like in an office, it's like that. So, and then we'll have Bird Comedy Show, the Bird House. And again, the main reason why we're doing it all is so we can raise money for the theater, just so we can continue to give Kansas City the bird, as we affectionately say.
Brother, what have you learned now in the few years you've been doing this? You've been a performer and entertainer forever, but now you are on this other side of the curtain. Literally 5-10 years ago, did you think you'd be producing a 28-hour telethon? Maybe the answer is yes, and now you're doing it.
Yeah, so I like making cool, funny, silly things. Making is so much better than consuming, I found. And don't get me wrong, I love consuming stuff. I love watching art, but it's more fun for me to be doing it just because that's where I feel most natural. And so when the opportunity came around to open up our own place, I had a couple friends that were really serious about the idea because it was something that no one person can do it on their own. It's so much work. Every single week producing one show is a lot. And I'm sure you can agree with that for producing one podcast a week. 4 live shows a week that we do every single week. It's so much. It really takes an amazing team. And I've got an amazing team with Brandon Durkees and Coulter Lemon. They're 2 guys that all of us, we just like to play. We like to have fun. And that's what the Bird Comedy Theater is. It is a community space to just play and have fun. As an artist, trying to protect your art and have a venue for it is so hard to do. When the opportunity came around to make a space, the stars aligned for us, everything worked out, and we're just so fortunate that we're here and able to do it.
Not only do you guys get a chance to be Peter Pan, you have now built your own, you know, Neverland, and it's dope as hell, man.
I mean, we're big DIY guys, man. You know this as well, and being wrestling fans, like watching it from a kid, and then you also see like backyard wrestling being a thing. We all grew up with that. It really is kind of ingrained in me as a fan to be like, hey, you can do whatever you want, man. Like the world is just a place and you're in it. Do whatever you want. Find a way, have fun, be kind to people, and you can make it work. And wrestling, maybe you don't always have to be kind in, but at least the thought of you can make anything happen. And that was just kind of like what we saw.
Well, another thing too, let's keep this wrestling analogy going. There's no off season. Every day at every moment, there is an entry point because there's no days off.
We want to give people that want to do this an avenue to do this. And so with that, we also can't take days off because we always got to find tech people. We always got to find booth people. We got to find somebody for the bar. There's a quote from Amy Poehler's book that I really lean on is you got to learn to like stacking chairs. And that's what this job is a lot, just because we're always stacking chairs. How many chairs do we need out for this show? What's the audience going to look like? How do we want to switch up the chairs? Learn to love the small parts of it.
Before I let you go, because we're always planning ahead, what's 2025 looking like at the Bird? The floor is yours. The stage is yours. Plug away, brother.
Yeah. So 2025, like I said, with the Bird, we'll just continue going. Can I mention some of our sponsors?
Absolutely. Go ahead. Yes.
So like I said, this is the Bird's biggest fundraiser of the year. All the funds that we raise for this will just go back to the Bird so we can continue to, one, pay our performers, as well as keep the lights on in our beautiful, beautiful building at the historic Hemingway building. All that costs a lot of money, and we're trying to do it for as little as possible. But we want to thank Perry Plaza Dental, Midwest Barbary, Contiki and Conchita Tacos, Hey Lou Boutique, Key Cannabis. We've got Mighty Kind Seltzer is one of our presenting sponsors this year. We've also got West Bottoms Whiskey is one of our other presenting sponsors this year. So we just want to thank all of the community members that have donated to us. There's still time, too. If people want to donate to us, hit us up on the website. We'll get your logo up and we'll mention you online on live stream during the 28 hours.
You know what? Maybe I need to head that way myself. Maybe send you a little KCMS money.
Maybe you can work out some little in-kind donation as well for giving us time to talk about ourselves.
The least that we could do. You do such a service. I'm not blowing smoke, man. To see your journey, we've all taken some walks, and to get a chance to join you on yours, man, it has been truly...
I appreciate that, man.
It's been great to see, brother. I love you, man.
I love you. Coming up right in January, we really don't take any breaks. We will be having our third birthday party. We're so fortunate to be able to do this, and for doing it 3 years in comedy, the rule of three is a real big thing. So we're going to try to have a really, really big birthday party this year. That's first thing up in January. We'll have Valentine's stuff and Valentine's, more professional arm wrestling coming up in the new year. I know we'll have prom again in the summer. I know in the fall, Truck Noises will be having Trucktoberfest. And yeah, we'll be looking forward to the 28-hour telethon again next year.
My friends, make your nest at the Bird Comedy Theater. Is there something there? Is there there, maybe?
No, there's something there, buddy. There's something there.
28 hours, the holiday telethon. That is Friday, Saturday, the 20th, the 21st. Details are online. One more time, Bobby, where can folks go to get the lineup and everything?
TheBirdKC.com/telethon. On there, you have a quick donation button. If you don't have a business, but if you're a person, if you want to donate and give money to the Bird so we can give the Bird back to Kansas City, all of that's on our website, www.thebirdkc.com/telethon.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line, engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up. Churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank. Fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty, except for one man still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone, all alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and fighting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance. No flowers, no flashbulbs, no wine. He's haunted by something he cannot define. Bowel-shaking earthquakes of doubt and remorse assail him, impale him with monster truck force. In his mind, he's still driving, still making the grade. She's hoping in time that her memories will fade. Cause he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and fighting and riding on his horse. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago, somebody left with the cup. But he's striving and driving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. Cause he's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone, all alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and biting and riding on his horse. He's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and biting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance. He's going for speed. He's going the distance. Oh.
You're listening to the KC Morning Show.